Bobby Bones post show pre
show. Show is over. By the way, this came across as the show was ending, but El Chapo sentenced to life in prison plus 30 years, and it's supposed to pay like $12 billion or something.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
The plus is always weird to me. Like, how do you serve more than life in prison? Do you know the answer to that?
I don't.
Do you know the answer to that?
No, it just means that there's no chance for him getting out.
Yeah, but there are always different levels of plus. Like, you could always just go plus 1 year, and that would mean no chance for them to get out. But sometimes it's like four life sentences.
I don't know. Yeah, who knows? But yeah, he should be in there for life. Life, like for all of his lives.
Who gets that billions of dollars, though?
Yeah.
America?
Yeah, why not?
They think, listen, this story just came across, I don't know. I just always think the way they find out how many years plus life is always interesting.
Interesting.
There's got to be something to it, right?
Yeah, maybe a judge could tell us.
Yeah, call in, except for the phone lines aren't open. I guess we're on Facebook, huh?
Well, yeah. It says life sentences in many states don't actually mean life. It means at least 25 years. So this means you are guaranteed to be there for at least 50 years, I guess.
Yeah, he's going to die in jail.
And he's in his 70s, huh?
I don't know his age, but yeah, I think he's old.
I thought you were like his biggest, not fan.
Fan, back up.
Haven't you watched all the shows about him?
No, I am intrigued by Narcos.
Oh, he's only 62.
Shows. But I'm not a fan. And that's like the predicament that you're in when you're obsessed with these shows or gangs or anything like that. That's like they're doing stuff that's bad, but yet we're watching it like it's like, oh, I can't wait to watch to see what El Chapo does next. Like he's like famous or something.
Spoiler, kill somebody.
Mm. Yeah, he'll kill you, you know, if you're his family. He didn't care.
From all the like courts and TV shows I've watched, I think they do like, you know, you did this charge and that's 30 years. This charge,
well, life.
Years.
So it's whatever it adds up
this
to.
This is the exact thing. Life in prison actually means a similar amount to, like Lunchbox said, 25 years. It means the person may still qualify for probation after a certain amount of time. So by stating life plus whatever the judge is making sure the person will actually stay in prison, which is why they do multiple life sentences too, which I didn't know. Sometimes they'll go four life sentences in a row.
Mostly plus, for cats. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's seven. Or they then they have three free lives right, at the right. end. No, right. I guess that's nine.
Nine. So two, yeah.
Whatever, stupid joke.
Yeah, whatever. No, I like that. That's pretty good.
You like that?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
So is El Chapo an old, I mean, his stress level had to be through the roof, right? He has to be an old 62 or 63, whatever.
Either super stressed or super not stressed.
Yeah, because he
you
probably
don't live in the middle.
I think you're wired differently. Like he maybe doesn't have that level of like, because I mean he survived solitary confinement like you would not believe. I thought there's no way he's going to emerge from there, but he came out there stronger than ever.
And I would say socio and psychopath.
Mm-hmm.
Is it stressful to solve your problems with kill him?
If everybody works differently, Eddie.
Okay.
Some people like smoke weed.
Yeah.
Some people like to read a book.
And some people like some to people kill them.
I don't think if you're attached to that, whatever we have, like an empathy, sympathy, like I don't know that if you have that, do you really care? I don't know.
Well, that's what the sociopath part comes in.
Mm-hmm.
Like you don't have a conscience.
You don't have it. So it's not stressful. It's like,
The Emmy nominees came out. And the big winner is the final season of Game of Thrones. Record 32 nominations. Am I the only one that watched Game of Thrones?
Yep.
Fantastic. You guys missed the greatest show of the history of television.
Well, in your opinion.
Way to go, guys.
Well, no, even on the Emmys, it's the most nominated show ever. I don't think it's my favorite show of all time, but it's top 10, but I do think it was the best show of all time.
But we can always go back and watch it.
Mm-mm, they took it down.
It's still there, dude.
You took it down.
Too late.
Can't get it in.
Snooze, you lose.
32 nominations. The Marvelous Miss Maisel, which is on Amazon. I haven't watched that.
I watched a few episodes.
Did you like it?
Mm-hmm. I need to go back. It's one I just started and forgot about, like over Christmas break, I think so.
Chernobyl,
mm-hmm.
which I watched and was talking about yesterday, which is dark and sad and true.
Yeah,
that did well, and SNL did well. Fox will air the Primetime Emmy Awards live on September 22nd. So, yeah, I was looking at the Emmy stuff. Game of Thrones, jeebus, man. 32 nominations. Snubs, The Big Bang Theory, did not get a nomination. Or I guess they only got three and nothing in the major categories. Mm. And that was their final season, right?
Yep.
I never watched the final. Mike, do you watch the final episode?
Yeah.
You liked it? You thought it was a good final episode?
I thought it was good.
Yeah.
I forgot Mike D didn't have a microphone.
Yeah, he didn't have headphones until...
I couldn't find him on the camera.
Well, no, he didn't have headphones until even yesterday.
Yesterday, yeah.
do you have the cameras down? Like if I go, Amy shot.
Yeah, right there. Boom. It? Got her.
So Eddie's got a pad. And we're working. I was watching this back yesterday and watching people's comments. And they were like, guys, we know and we're working on it. Both at the same time. Like everything, we couldn't just come in and everything be exactly right on.
I think the best way to describe what I'm doing is when you watch like football.
3-72.
And they have the shot of the actual feet. Hold on. I got to get me on there with them. I got to get the shot of the field, and then it's like, oh, they're talking about Tom Brady, so find Tom Brady, and then it cuts Tom Brady, and then, you know, et cetera.
It is cool your camera thing has pictures of where it's going to be shooting. Like, it has a picture of Amy, Bobby. Right.
Morgan number two.
Oh, dang, dude. Morgan number two. There she is.
Me.
Boom. You're already set. You're like a preset.
Okay.
Because you talk the most, so you're just like three buttons.
And then back to you.
Oh, boom. Got
back,
me.
Back to Lunchbox.
Lunchbox. Boom.
Look at this.
Which camera is me? This one or that one?
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to look at you.
Yeah, like how's that happening?
No, Amy and Lunchbox, don't be looking at cameras, like mugging at cameras.
I just cut you out.
Why'd you take it off of me? No, I'm back on. Which one?
Nope.
Pets take your stress away. Stroking cats and dogs for just 10 minutes can significantly reduce anxiety. I felt like my anxiety's been down a bit. With my dog. You know why? Because I'm having to care about this thing real quick. And he's all over the place. So I don't know that it's actually helping mine, but I'm just not able to focus on it as much because I'm constantly looking for this dog. And he is so small that if you don't keep your eyes on him, he's gone. You don't know where he is because you can't even see him. He's like up to your ankles.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Eddie walks into my house with flip-flops. And I was like, Eddie's going to teeth. And he goes right for his feet.
You're right. I was making like some tea or something and it just nibble, nibble, nibble. Like, if you have shoes, no big deal. Flip-flops, he goes right for
the toes.
They're
sharp, too. I had his mouth open, and I was looking at him, and you could still see his teeth breaking through. I'd be chewing on stuff, too, if my teeth were like that.
Yeah.
Dude, he is the cutest little thing ever, though. Like, you look at him, and you laugh, or you smile, whatever.
Yeah, so cute.
His paws are so big, though, he's going to grow into them.
Yeah, oh, yeah. That means he's going to be big.
Yeah, he's going to be bigger.
Yeah.
Not sure how big yet. The greatest invention of the last 25 years? Amy? They did a new survey. The greatest invention of the last 25 years.
iPhone?
I would have picked iPhone, too. Cool. Yeah, yeah. And the iPhone 10.
To be specific.
Well, the iPhone 2 and 10.
Thank you. Yeah. That's 25 years?
Yeah.
The iPhone?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I guess we all have to kind of say the iPhone, but I would say a Keurig.
Didn't make the top five.
The coffee Keurig is amazing. The fact that you can make a cup of coffee in less than 5 seconds.
It didn't make the top 10. LASIK at 10. Eddie's had LASIK.
Awesome.
You love it?
Awesome. Like, yes. Every person I talk to about it, they're just like, is it good? I'm like, yes, I have nothing bad to say about it. It's amazing.
So good.
Self-driving cars at 9. Airbnb at 8. Google searches makes the list.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one.
Google.
The top 5, grocery delivery at 5, online banking at 4.
It's the worst.
I don't use grocery delivery.
Me neither.
Maybe like Postmates.
Right.
So that one isn't for me. Online banking obviously changed all of our lives significantly. I went to the bank once in like a year because I had to go get some cash to go to Vegas. Other than that, why do I go to the bank? I do it all online.
Lunchbox still doesn't use that, right?
No, I have direct deposit.
Uber at 3, like Uber Lyft, which is a game changer.
Yeah.
I mean, that's changed. People shouldn't be, they should have never anyway, but people shouldn't be getting DUIs at this point.
Oh, everyone has a driver.
Back in the day, absolutely. It was like, Paris Hilton can afford a driver, but not me. I've only had two. Now, just freaking take an Uber. You should get double penalized now. You get a DUI.
I agree.
Because the resources are there for you to get into Uber or Lyft.
It's amazing. We all live like billionaires with just like a $20 ride.
Smartphones at 2, and the number one invention is Wi-Fi.
Oh, yeah. Wi-Fi is pretty important.
Remember we used to plug our cable into things to get internet?
I know.
Morgan number 2, do you even remember that? Plugging your cable into your computer to get internet?
Do you know that dial-up noise?
Oh, AOL, that was probably like the first thing that I remember.
Or when you're trying to be online and your sister wants to use the phone and it's like you're sharing the phone line and you can't do two things at once, or if someone calls you, it knocks you off. That's the thing.
You pick it up and it's...
Yeah.
Because you've picked up an internet connected line. I'm getting texts from our boss. I got to go have a meeting. But
he texted me too.
About what?
He said, I want to talk to you about this TV stuff.
I went through stuff, small details.
Oh, boy.
I mean, it's a lot here now just because we have so much going on. Let me say this, that Eddie and I go out on the road starting Friday night in Denver, our tour starts. So we'd love for you to come out to the Raging Idiots two-man comedy show, music show. Denver, we're playing at the Paramount. We'll play Chicago the next weekend at the Copernicus Theater.
Yeah.
Amarillo, El Paso, Austin, San Antonio, Louisville. People are like, hey, why aren't you talking about the other dates? Well, they're in November.
Yeah, so far away.
And the tour, once the tour starts, we kind of just go.
Yep.
So, but we start in Denver on Friday night. We're pretty excited about that. Amy has a podcast going up tomorrow.
Yeah. Four Things with Amy Brown. And my guest this week is Trisha Yearwood, and she does all four things with me. And there's tears and laughter. Like, we talked about it all, and it was great. She's amazing.
Yeah. She's awesome.
Yeah. She's so good. I'm like, you're so good. Thank you. Episode done. Because normally I have four different totally things, which I'd covered four different things with her, but it was, she just made it so easy. Like, she's awesome.
So who cried? You cried or she cried?
We both. She was like, I'm trying not to tear up. Like, she was tearing up. We both lost our moms to cancer. So there was that aspect, and just talking about how Garth was her rock through a lot of that. She's also lost her dad, so she'd lost both parents. But then we also get into, like, funny stories at the end. We definitely had to lighten it up. It got to a point where we're like, okay, lightening it up. So it was good.
Tomorrow on the Bobbycast, Mike Dungan's coming in, who's the head of a record label.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the big dog.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't had a big dog record label in person yet. I just hadn't wanted to bring them in yet. But now I'm bringing in managers, heads of record labels, also songwriters, artists, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think it adds a lot of perspective to how this whole thing happens. Not just our show.
Yeah.
But how the
music
industry.
Music decisions, like, I mean, they choose what we listen to.
Yeah.
Pretty crazy.
There's one up with Carrie Edwards, who's Luke Bryan and Cole Swindell's manager. If you haven't heard that one, I'd encourage you to check that out. Search for Bobbycast and check it out. We're about to hit you with today's show. If you're watching the post-show, pre-show on Facebook, we appreciate that. I went back and watched it all yesterday, like I said, and read everybody's comments, and good. I mean, keep watching. We like it. But when stuff's not working, we know.
Yeah, we're usually on top of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, like, we know, mm-hmm. and we know it's not working while it's working, and we're like, yes, we... We know. Like, whatever you're seeing, I can promise you, Morgan number two and Eddie have been working on it already. They just haven't got it fixed yet.
Right.
But we're a day three of this studio, and I think we're like a solid B now. You know? I think there's some black, there's too much black. But we're going to get all that fixed anyway. That's part of the process, too, part of the studio process.
Yeah, but you mean black behind everyone.
Yeah, and in front of the tables, yeah. too. It's a very... We got logos to put on walls, and so people are like, you look all so dark. Mm. Or, why is Amy by herself? She's not by herself. She has her own island.
Right.
There's a difference.
I can hit her with this pen. Watch.
Yeah.
Oh, not yeah. I was like, wait.
And they're like, why are you so separate? And I mentioned this yesterday. It's because we need people spread out for all the camera angles. This is not just a radio show now. It is now a multimedia show. And for us to do that, we definitely had to expand. And they're like, the room is too big. That's the same room we were in before.
Same.
The room is not bigger.
Mm-mm, same.
The only thing we knocked walls down in the green room. We have a green room, and we have a bigger production room, like a glass room. And Morgan number one is no longer here. She's now working over as part of my management team, which is, it's been a lot of change, folks, in a good way. So we're going to get going here.
We're all going to have better posture.
Because I got to go, mm-hmm. and we'll see you guys
Straight.
Tomorrow. Here's today's show, Wednesday, July 17th, and away we go.
It's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here
he
is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to Wednesday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
I was reading this story this morning about people in Sweden. They are getting microchips implanted into their hands to replace their credit cards. Now, practical? Yes. Was this something you would do?
No. Not right now. I mean, I think eventually, like, I'd probably be okay with it, but it's so new to me, it's creepy, and they're totally tracking everything you're doing.
Devil's advocate, we're mm-hmm. being tracked all the time.
I know, but more, you got a chip in you?
I'm not going to do it either, but if we think we have any privacy, we're nuts. With mm-hmm. all of our devices in our house, our phones.
Yeah.
Like, they're listening to mm-hmm. everything. They know everywhere we are. Anyway.
Oh my gosh. And then if people want to steal your credit card, do they steal your hand?
I mean, I guess they could chop it off.
Yeah. Something to think about.
Not really. I mean, listen, I think too, if people wanted to steal your fingerprints, they would chop your fingers off. And you don't see that very often unless they're in movies.
That's why I'm going to get rid of mine.
You're going to burn them off?
Yeah.
That's what some criminals do.
I know.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Thousands of people in Sweden are having futuristic microchips implanted into their skin to carry out everyday activities and replace credit cards and cash. More than 4,000 people have already signed up for the sci-fi-ish chips about the size of a grain of rice. They insert it into the hands, and they say millions others will soon join them.
Wow. I mean, what if you accidentally walk by something and it scans you and you're like, I didn't buy that? I mean, I don't know. There's just a lot to think about.
There's a lot to think about. Eventually, it's going to be all of us, though. Everything we have is already chipped. We carry a phone around. You're basically chipped. Where do you go without your phone?
Nowhere.
Right, really. Except the shower. And your phone's right next to you anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I'm not going to do it right now. But I would bet in our lifetime, we are all chipped.
Was it? Is it an episode of Black Mirror where that mom chips her daughter?
Yeah.
Ugh.
She chips her with a camera.
She can see what she sees.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's right. And then she got older. That got awkward.
And then she was watching what her teenage daughter was seeing, and she was like, "Ooh, this is not good."
Yeah,
nope.
Yeah.
Not to get dark early this morning.
Good morning.
Did you watch? Have you caught up in Black Mirror?
I watched the Uber one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When? What'd you think about that one?
And the bees. I watched the bees.
So you've only seen a couple of them.
Yeah, I've bounced around. I don't think I've seen every episode from every season.
Have you watched White Bear from season two?
That's from the beginning-ish.
Yeah, that show's good, man.
Here's the Bobby Bones Show podcast highlight segment of the day.
You can watch our show. We're on live right now on YouTube Live. So go to youtube.com/Bobby Bones Show and you can watch the show in our new studio and cameras. Hey, who cares about the Today Show?
No.
We're on.
This is on.
Yeah, you can now watch it. Let's go over, because I want to bring Alex in Illinois on first. Somebody on the show is about to do a parenting confession, and they told me this yesterday, and I thought it was funny, and I encouraged listeners to call, and Alex called. Alex, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm real good. I want to put you on first, and before the show member actually shares their parenting confession, I would like for you to kick off the show in this segment. So share your parenting confession with us, please.
Okay, it's so embarrassing. I used to lazy breastfeed my child, which meant, I would lay him on a body pillow because it's, 2 o'clock in the morning, don't want to hold him, and we would both just fall asleep. Well, one night I woke up, and I kind of heard, a faint cry, and I looked around, and he was gone, completely gone. I'm like, what, did this child, learn how to walk? So I looked down, and he was at the bottom of the bassinet, where you keep the blankets, so, the netting part. I was mortified. I was literally crying, and I didn't tell my husband actually until this year, and my kid's 2 years old now. So it was, oh my God, I was so embarrassed that I felt the worst parent in the world.
You dropped your baby while breastfeeding.
Technically, he rolled off the bed. If it makes it any better, oh my God, I can't believe I'm telling you guys this. It's so embarrassing.
Well, thank you for sharing. We're not judging. Are we judging?
No.
I'm
judging.
No.
Oh, you can judge. It's fine.
Okay, we're judging. We can't believe.
Yeah, that's so messed up.
Yeah. Alex, thank you for listening. Have a great day.
Hey, you too. Bye.
Right, let's go to Carrie in South Dakota, who has a parenting confession. Carrie, welcome to the Bobby Bones Show.
Good morning.
Good morning. So what did you do?
I ran over my daughter and broke her leg.
Whoa.
Oh.
You ran over your daughter. Kind of walk me through that.
I'd taken my kids up to the ballpark and some of their friends, because they both had tournaments the coming weekend, trying to be a good mom, pitching to them. It was 95 degrees. I'm like, okay, we're going to leave in a few minutes. I fell down. I was bleeding. I'm like, we're going home now. And we live 3 blocks from the ballpark in a town of 300 people. And they're like, can we ride in the back of the minivan with the hatch open? I'm like, no. And they just kept pestering. I said, fine. I said, but put your feet up. And when I back up, and my kids did not, the two extra kids did. I started to back up, and in the rearview mirror, I see both of my kids who are sitting on the outside of the car just go whoop and flip out onto their faces. And then I put the car in park, run back, make sure they're okay. And my daughter's like, you've got to move, you've got to move. Her leg was pinned under the back bumper.
Oh.
There was just a rise in the grass, and her toe was under the tire just about.
Oh.
And then I took her home. I had to pull forward so she could get out. Took her home. We took her in the house. And then I didn't take her to the doctor until the next day because I thought she was overreacting.
Oh. And then the doctor says what?
It was broken in 2 places.
Oh, my goodness.
Wait. So she did not get to play in the state softball tournament that year.
Mm-hmm.
needless to say.
You have a question for her?
Well, yeah, because, I mean, she knows she ran over her and then she thought she was overreacting. It's like, were you, do you think you were just in denial?
Did you buy her a Nintendo?
I have no clue, but I still feel horrible. And this was in 2012. And still to this day, she's 19 now. Well, she'll be 19 on Friday. And she'll get in the car and she has to have even like the heat on in the summer because the air conditioning, like, it hurts her feet, you know, because she's got like arthritis in her ankle now.
Oh. I didn't think about that because all my broken bones that I've broken, either like a couple ribs or fingers or, yeah, and the arthritis hits. So the cold swells the joints. Carrie, thank you for sharing that with us. We know that was vulnerable of you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was not fun.
All right, have a good day, Carrie.
You too.
All right, bye-bye. Who on the show would like to share their parenting confession? Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, that's me.
It's Eddie. All right, Eddie, go ahead.
Yeah.
Hey, judgment free.
I'm proud of this, but I figure if I'm going to just come clean, it's going to be with you guys. So I'll just say it. Once a year, I fake sick. Like, I'm not sick at all. I just fake it because I'm over it. I don't want to do anything.
With?
The kids, the wife. Nothing. And so I did it like 2 weeks ago, right before vacation. I was kind of having like that pre-vacation thing where like, I'm done. I'm a week away from vacation. I need an extra day. And so I was like, just not feeling good. I think I have a sinus infection. It's been Bobby sick. Amy had something. And like,
what?
I threw you guys under the bus for
sure. We're now accomplices.
I didn't have anything.
And so I just said, yeah, I'm just going to have to lay in bed. Like I just have body aches and everything. And I fake sick. And I do it about once a year.
What do they do for you?
What?
Food?
Wait, well, he just doesn't have to do anything.
No, I know, but do they come and like cater to all your needs?
They do. And my wife is just so sweet because she like just makes me food, brings the food to the bed. Yeah. I eat in bed.
Yeah.
And you just like watch Netflix?
Yeah, I do.
Do you fake the sounds and stuff? You're like,
yeah, sometimes like if the door's closed and I hear them downstairs and they can hear me. And then, yeah.
That's if you're thirsty.
And then, yeah, I'll just text my wife like, hey, can you bring some Gatorade?
And how long does this last?
Oh, it's just the day. And then I have to like get over it the next day because I'm at work. I can't call in sick. Once I call in sick, then I've kind of blown it. Like, I don't want to do all that.
And how do you feel now that you've revealed that?
Oh, I feel good.
Does your wife know that already?
Well, we talked about it. I wasn't going to talk to you guys without talking to her about it. And she was kind of upset. And I think now, like, she's sick today.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know if that's a coincidence or not, but yeah, she was sick to like last night, and I'm like, is she getting back at me? So I don't know. She seemed okay with it. She's like, it's okay. It's fine. I get it. You're tired. Just communicate it next time.
How are the kids?
They're good.
Eddie's got 4 kids, 2 of his own and 2 foster kids that are living with him. And the foster kids are good?
They're great. I mean, we're having a little trouble with the older one. You know, he's a toddler, and he's just going through things. I think he's in a testing mode right now is what they call it, where he just tests you. And I think it's not to get too deep about it, but it's to just make sure that you're not going to leave them or you're not going to get rid of him. And
I do that
kind of like testing your love for him.
All the girls I date, I do that.
Is that right?
I'm still in the testing phase.
Yes.
No, you're being serious.
I joke about things I'm serious about.
No, he's serious because my kids being adopted, they do that. And Bobby would tell me, oh yeah, that's what they're doing. That's what I do. And you did.
Yeah. Well, explain that.
What?
Like the testing thing. Why do you do that?
This is what it, listen, I've been in therapy a lot.
Because he's been abandoned.
And if you're new to the show, I'll give you the 30-second history of me. I grew up in it.
Had a good-looking mama.
My mom was an addict. She died in her 40s. My dad left when I was 5, 6 years old. And so you always feel like you're going to get abandoned again because that's rooted in you. And so you're always testing to see if the person's going to leave. And you do things to go, all right, well, let's see if they'll leave now. And then when they don't, you go, okay, well, they'll last at least through this. And you do it again and again. So he obviously feels like someone jumped out on him and he wants to just see if you're going to leave him. So he's going to put you to the test.
And
what, it's not a good thing. I make a joke about me doing that. Right. I have done that in relationships.
What I don't understand about it, though, is just like the other person has the urge to leave you. Like, I mean, it's
they've left me before.
But if it's at least for my kids, they hadn't ever had unconditional love. So they don't know, they don't have that security. So if you're going to be the one that's that role, they want to make sure that you're in it for real.
Yeah. Yeah. And my wife has to remind me, just tell him he's not going anywhere. He's here and we're happy to have him here. That kind of thing. Because, I mean, my honest reaction is just like, well, then, I mean, if he doesn't want it to be here, then why is he here? You know, oh, and that's not the right way to think of it.
Kid.
I know, he's a kid.
Yeah.
I know, but
and I'm a kid sometimes, too. So.
Eddie, you're normal with those thoughts. And at the beginning of our adoption, I trust me, for like 6 months, I felt guilty for having those thoughts of like, I'm not equipped for this. So, like, why should we made a mistake? But, I mean, it's not. They're not real. Like, you kind of just have to put those thoughts aside and know, like, there's a bigger purpose.
It's almost like you got to meet in the middle. Like, eventually he has to kind of learn. And again, I speak to someone who's been through these issues. He has to kind of learn that not everybody's going to leave. And you have to also realize that he feels like everybody's going to leave because everybody has left. And so neither one of you are going to go back and be like, I'm now fixed. You kind of have to learn each other. And then both of you guys budge a little bit. And that's the growing process. Like, yeah. I've had girlfriends in the past, one, maybe two, that that would just go like, I'm not leaving. And, like, treat me like a kid.
Like, as much as you're trying to chase me away.
Like, you're trying to do little things to push me away, and but I'm not leaving. And as, you know, four-year-old as that made me feel, there was some comfort to that. Because when everybody leaves you your whole life, you just expect everybody's going to leave you. Continue. You only know what you've been taught.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would imagine that's a heavy thing for you right now.
Yeah, that's kind of just what we're going through. And there's just different things that I guess when you foster, you go through different stages. And I guess that's our stage right now.
What's up with, that you can say, are they staying with you for a longer time?
It looks like the time is being extended.
I know last time you said that too. Do you think they'll be here for all of 2019 with you?
Yeah.
You do?
I think we'll get through Christmas with them. Mm-hmm. That's just me kind of thinking, just kind of looking at our situation and if I can predict. I would say, like, I'd bet that they'd stay here through Christmas, yeah.
Do you think that they'll ever go back to their parents?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah, because I see improvement from the parents, which is the goal. It's not always the goal. I mean, I think in our situation, it's the goal. And, like, and they're doing their part, and everyone's doing their part. And I like the way it's moving right now.
Is it going to be weird for you if they go back to their parents that they're not your kids anymore? Like, are you going to want to continue a relationship?
No, because I've kept the feeling of like, this is our role right now. This is what we're doing in their lives. We're giving them what they need right now so everyone can get it all together. And then once that's done, then we get back to normal and hopefully we can keep in touch because we're already in touch with their parents. And so hopefully we can keep in touch with them forever and just kind of see how they're doing in life. Because I'm telling you, one of our foster kids and my biological five-year-old, they're just buddies. Like, that, they're going to spend more than a year together in their lives. So yeah. I want them to kind of keep in touch. If we're not going to keep in touch, I would like for them to keep in touch because, I mean, it's like a childhood friend.
I wonder if you'll be Uncle Eddie, if you'll go from being, you know, the kind of the dad to Uncle Eddie.
Yeah.
And then you got to wonder if the parents have any resentment toward you and not fairly.
Yeah.
But, oh, Fancy Eddie is the guy that took the kids and now he still wants to be involved. You know, there's just there's a lot of untangling from all sides. But it's cool. It's really cool what you're doing, man.
Thank you, man.
It is cool.
Yeah, we enjoy it. Thank you.
Yeah, give me a couple of those. I watch Amy's kid. I was watching Amy's son on Instagram yesterday, and he's 8. And I'm like, that's what I need. I get 7 or 8-year-old.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that cute moment on Instagram. Yeah. That's what you need.
Oh, that Instagram moment.
Yeah. I need that.
Trust me. Eddie and I are putting those hard times up on the gram. Mainly because, I mean, and you want to keep it real. So it's not that we don't want to share those moments, but then it's just not fair. Like, again, I ask my kids like, hey, can I post this? And I don't ever ask them or don't film them during the hard times. Like, okay, busting out my camera. You want to put this up online now for everybody to see? Because sometimes they'll be like, Mom, you can post it to the Instagram. And yeah, I mean, I wish maybe sometimes we should put up more of the hard moments because yeah, he's super cute, but.
They won't clear those though.
He tests too.
Yeah, I imagine.
Yeah. Stashira, thankfully, is older than that. She's 12 now, but when she first got here, there were some tests. Big time.
And I imagine the tests will come back too, by the way. They don't ever really go.
I know.
They don't ever really go.
I hope not. She's doing so, she's acclimated well.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big Three Stories.
Raymundo, what you got?
People are still being affected by Hurricane Barry, trying to get their lives back together. To help out, just go to redcross.org. In West Virginia, 3 people have died in the past week inhaling wasp spray. People have been using this as a drug alternative. You may start to see bug sprays behind the counter. And finally, Apple released a sneak peek of their 59 new emojis coming to iOS this fall, including new animals and food emojis. Bobby Bones
Show. Hey, thanks for hanging out with us. Let's go over and talk to Caroline in Ohio. Hi, Caroline. Good morning.
Hello. Hi, good morning.
What's happening with you?
I travel for work all the time, and even if a city doesn't have the Bobby Bones Show, I always look it up on my iHeartRadio app.
Oh, thanks. And what channel do you listen to hear it live? Because a lot of people are like, I can't find the show live.
Right now I'm in Columbus and it's on 94.3, but I'm actually from Nashville, so I grew up listening to you on the Big 98.
So you can find one of those stations, or you can search for the iHeart Country station on iHeartRadio, and we're live on that channel too, wherever you are. So I appreciate that. Yeah, you're listening on the phone, you can be like Caroline and just pull up iHeartRadio. It's a free app, and listen to our show live on the iHeart Country station or whatever local station you're on. Well, I appreciate that, Caroline. Is there anything that you really love on the show that you'd like for us to do more of?
I like just like getting to know you guys. I feel like because I've been listening really since the beginning that I know all of you. I do have a question for you, though. Can I ask you?
Yeah, why not?
When you are dating people, so I love Taco Bell, similar to you.
Yeah.
And like on all my dating profiles, I put it like as a priority that like the person needs to like Taco Bell. And I was wondering if you did the same.
No. Do you want to know what my dating profile says?
Yeah, sure.
I don't think I have anything on mine. I think that's funny though. I think any of the little quirky stuff you put on there is actually attractive.
Yeah.
Mine, because I'm on this weird app. Hold on. Yeah, my dating profile, all it says... You want to see my picture, by the way, Amy?
Oh, is it new? Have you updated it?
It just says Bobby, 39, from the United States, lives in Nashville. It says, and it asks for your work. And I don't say exactly what I do, but I say talk, jokes, write books, and I'm on TV. And so what do you think about that picture? I'm smiling really big in my picture.
I like it.
Yeah?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I don't have Taco Bell or anything on there? And then you get to put a...
You should.
What? Go ahead. I should. Okay.
Oh.
It doesn't really give you a... Morgan, number two, you're on the dating apps.
Yeah.
Do you put anything quirky in yours?
I actually have a Taco Bell thing in mind, too.
You do?
Like that Taco Bell is my soul food. So if they... That typically is one that a lot of guys respond to, too.
Yeah, I would think so. The quirky... That's funny. And it's also something that someone could see and talk to you about. Instead of... Because what I'll do on these dating profiles, I have to go through and... do full detective work to find something to not throw a cliche line out there.
Yeah.
So if you like you like Taco Bell, it's easier for me to find that as material to kind of go in after. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So. Oh, it totally does. Instead of just a drop line that you do.
I'll see Morgan number two pop up on mine sometimes because there's the around you part of it.
Oh.
Like location based.
Yeah.
And I'll see Morgan number two pop up on my dating app sometimes.
How's my dating profile look to you?
You're not on right now. You're off in the morning. I don't know.
You have to be on to show up?
Do you see me pop up on yours ever? Do you ever look at that?
Well, we kind of live around the same area, so always when I'm at home, he always pops up. I'm like, oh, hey, Bobby.
And there are like country artists that pop up.
Okay. Yeah. So when you say like pop who? Up, it's like they have to be on the app at the time to pop
or have
up.
The app open.
Oh, open. Okay.
Yeah. Walk over here. I'll show you who's on. I'm not going to say
like,
that.
I don't know how.
No, not you, Eddie.
Oh, I was like, I'll go all the way over there.
Like, he's on.
Who's that, Amy?
Yeah.
What list?
Wait, he's on. Okay, never mind.
What?
I can't it'll give it away.
He's on what? What are you going to say?
I can't.
Okay,
can't.
All right. Listen, Caroline, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Sorry, we started talking without you. You prompted a conversation.
That's funny.
They even have you put a song up on your dating profile on this one that
mm-hmm.
app that
What's
I'm on.
What's your song?
Sweet Pea, Apple of My Eye. Na 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 na, don't know why. Aimlessly.
Cute.
Because you're the only reason.
It's a good one.
That one, yeah. Caroline, thank you for calling. Thank you for listening. And maybe you got to know us a little better right there. That's what you like, right?
Yeah, it was great. Thank you for having me.
All right, there she is. Caroline, everybody. Bobby Bone, come on. I went to a karaoke bar last week, and I pulled out the old standby for karaoke for me, which people usually love, which is this song right here, Humpty Dance. I can rap it pretty good. I thought I was doing good. And people just weren't feeling it. I think maybe it's a little dated now. And you guys made fun of me because it was old. And then I thought, maybe I'll do Britney Spears' Baby One More Time. That'd be a fun one to do. And you guys told me that wasn't a good one. That it was too dated. It was also a thing. So Amy has suggested a few other songs here that I should use as my go-to karaoke songs. Amy, what's your first suggestion?
Born to be Wild.
Really?
From Steppenwolf?
Huh.
That's like from the
That's
70s.
Older what? Than all these songs.
So it's still great, and I feel like it's a good like empowerment okay. song for Bobby.
Let's see. Let me see how it feels. I'm looking for a new go-to karaoke
like,
song.
I feel like you could really get into it, and girls will like it.
Bones, you know the words by heart?
No.
Okay.
But we'll try. I have a sheet okay. here, too. Yeah, Raymundo, if you'll hit this, please. Let's see how we do this here. I'm not sure where it comes in, but yeah. imagine me now.
Just crank it up.
Feeling it. Get everybody hype.
Yeah. Get you. Nope, not yet. I don't know yet. I don't have the words.
Here, JK.
Yeah, yeah. Get your motor running.
Get more into it.
Head out on the highway.
Yeah.
Looking forward. Not feeling it.
Listen, okay.
already?
Yeah, whatever wow. comes our way.
You didn't even make it to the.
Yeah, darling, gonna make it happen.
No? Wow, okay.
If you want the 45-year-old smokers, yeah. If you want the 25-year-old hottie, not gonna work.
Oh, okay.
Born to be wild. Nah.
Okay.
Well, hold on. Let's ask the group. You guys think it's a good one or not? Morgan, number two?
No, I don't think so.
I don't either. Mm-mm. Amy, what is your next suggestion for my go-to karaoke?
Sweet Caroline, Neil Diamond.
Solid.
Yeah, I like the song.
Because you can like, boom, boom, boom.
The thing about karaoke is it's got to be super slow and you got to be good or super fast to get them hype.
Yeah.
And we're not in Boston. If we're in Boston, everybody get up and just scream it.
Automatic.
Okay, hit me with Sweet Caroline, Raymundo. Also an older song.
Yeah, even older than Steppenwolf, I think.
It's got to be totally the right vibe.
Snap. You should snap.
Where it began.
Cute.
Sounds good.
I can't begin to knowing. Yeah. But then I know it's growing strong.
Who's that guy on stage?
He's cute.
Was it in spring? Then spring became summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? A little slow. Hands.
Yes, the build.
Touching hands. Reaching out. Touching me. Touching you. Sweet Caroline. Bum, bum, bum. All right.
Okay. I mean, could be fun.
It's just so slow at the beginning.
You're right.
Fantastic song.
But you can really, but picture
it.
You can work the stage with that one.
I don't hate it.
Okay.
Let's go. Morgan, number two?
It's not my favorite, but it's a sing-along, which I always do really well.
Yeah. But remember, I'm looking for a go-to.
I don't think so.
Eddie?
It felt good to me.
Yeah, Lunchbox?
It's a popular song, and if you go karaokeing, you got to be the first one to do it that night. It gets multiple plays, and if you're the second person to do it, no one's going to like it.
Good point.
A lot of karaoke places, though, if they have a person, they won't let you do the same song.
Yeah.
Within like 4 hours.
If they're
hours.
Good at what they do.
Yeah. Okay. Give me one more, Amy.
Oh, one more? Oh, okay. Ooh. Trying to decide. I kind of had two different ones. I'll go with Bye Bye Bye.
Okay. Made popular by NSYNC.
Made popular.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because when I do it, it's not that popular. All right, let's try this one. What was your other one? Other option?
I Want It That Way, Backstreet Boys.
I think
like that
that's
one better.
A better one, too.
Okay, let's try that one. Thank you.
Let's try Backstreet Boys.
Sorry, I got flustered. I just picked one.
I'm looking for my new go-to karaoke song.
Ooh, I already feel it. Feel it.
You are... Is it start yet, you think, or no?
No, right here.
You are... Right here? My fire... It's too slow, I think.
Really?
No, I know it. Yeah, I know,
but you're just... No, you're not into it.
Yeah, you're in a studio right now.
Yeah.
Like, picture yourself at the bar.
I see. And it's too high. It's like Howie or Nick.
Tell me why ain't nothing but a heartache. Tell me why ain't...
You're trying to sell it right now?
You don't feel that one? Okay, fine. I give up.
Hit bye-bye-bye, Raymundo.
Well, that's going to be higher, dude. That's JT.
But at least it's upbeat.
You should do stuff like that. It's cute. Hey.
It's not, though.
Yeah, it is.
This isn't it either.
What?
The thing about being a go-to, it's also got to be comfortable.
But you could also learn some of the dance moves to
this.
Oh, my gosh. And, like, do it. Okay, whatever. What would you like? What are you picturing?
If I knew, I would know.
So we're still on the hunt. I'll go back to the drawing board.
Amy's trying to sell them hard to me. Yeah. Over there. She's singing.
I thought long and hard about these ones. I practiced them. I thought, man, he would look good on stage. I'm picturing the full package. I'm not just picturing you sitting here in the radio studio doing that. That's not what I mean. I'm picturing you at the karaoke bar on stage.
They're just tough
working
to sing,
the crowd.
Though. And that high stuff's not for me. I'm doing this tonight.
Oh, and you singing Britney Spears was good. Like,
that's at least a super.
So would you rather have, I picked all and male Britney's, songs. Would you rather me find a female?
To be fair, the reason you do Britney is, as a dude, is because it's funny too.
Okay, so tomorrow I'll bring you female songs. They're going to be a winner. I feel it.
Madonna.
Everybody bring Madonna. Bring me one tomorrow.
Okay.
I'm
going to be proud when you have your karaoke debut with the song.
You know how they say when you fall in love, you just know?
Mm-hmm.
Or when you buy a house?
I feel like whenever I get my song, I'll just know. Okay. I'll be like, this is it. And I didn't feel like that right here.
Man. But they weren't horrible, right?
No, they were all good, except Steppenwolf.
That was weird.
Oh,
that was
a weird song. No, I wanted him to tap into his manliness.
But that's just trying too hard.
Okay. Sorry. I thought it was a good karaoke song.
Did you Google?
Yeah.
Top karaoke songs for men, yes.
You did?
Yeah. I did.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
A minor league baseball team in Pennsylvania was having military night. They were honoring members of the military, people that are serving and have family that are serving. So they asked Jennifer Miller, hey, would you like to come throw the first pitch? Your son's a Marine. He's been over in Japan for 2 years. You come out and throw the first pitch. And she goes to the mound. She does her windup. She throws the pitch. And when the catcher stands up and takes off his mask, it's her son.
Oh,
I love
that's
that.
A good one.
Yeah.
Back from Japan after 2 years.
Listen to this. And I watch this stuff. I watch these in the middle of the night sometimes. I don't know why I get on it. Because I'm alone. It makes me all emotional to watch all. You talk about dogs and reunited with their military mm-hmm. members. I just watch it and go, I would never be able to keep that secret. You get home for a day or 10 hours and you can't tell your mom or your wife. I just don't think I'd be able to keep it secret.
Yeah.
And I'd text somebody and be like, I'm here, it's secret.
Don't tell anyone.
Don't tell, and they would tell. But yeah, it's really fantastic. We'll put it up on our Facebook page. Just search for Bobby Bones Show. All right, there you go. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Sacramento County, California. A man walked into a convenience store with stolen credit cards, bought a few things, and left. Only problem is he went in with his work uniform. He was a mechanic, had the name of the shop, and his name, Chris, right there on his chest.
Oh, the name of the shop and his name.
Wow.
Like, you're not putting a lot of thought into that, right? Or
no.
Maybe you just don't think a lot.
Yeah. You forget your name's on your shirt and where you work.
But do you forget you're stealing?
I would think
the number one rule about being a criminal is to make sure your name's not on your clothes.
Yeah.
And I wear a mustache. The fact that more people don't rob banks and like fake mustaches and wigs is crazy to me. There are so many of them. The local news put up and it's just Frank walks in his normal hair.
Mm-hmm.
I would have on glasses. I'd have on some garb from a different country. I'd have them completely thrown off.
It's amazing what a mustache can do to your face. Changes it all completely.
Ooh. Skin tanner.
All right, Lunchbox, there you go.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Oh, it's Bobby Bones Show.
Amy, do your kids ever throw tantrums?
It's been a minute. Our daughter, when she first got here, yes, had some moments. And then our son a little bit now because he's almost 9, but sort of like a toddler sometimes.
Lunchbox, your baby, is he old enough to throw a tantrum?
I don't think he understands what a tantrum is. He's learned to cry a little bit, but he doesn't really throw a tantrum.
How old's your baby?
1 year old.
Eddie?
Yeah. I have two. My son, 5 years old, and my foster kid, 4. Tantrum City. Yeah, every day.
Your oldest son?
Nah, he's over the tantrums.
But he did?
I mean, rarely. He's maybe once or twice a year tantrum guy.
Well, here's a clip I heard. It made me think of you guys. I don't have any kids, so I was thinking about you guys. Apparently, parents are always looking for ways to get their children to stop crying. So this dad found a way by distracting his daughter by turning their tantrums into a game where they face off on who can tantrum the best.
Okay.
And he filmed the full game. Here is the audio.
My turn, my turn, my turn. Jenny, my turn, my turn. Okay, I'm going to cry. First, I'm going to cry. Then, Georgia, you cry. Then you cry. Okay, Jenny? Okay, ready? Okay, hang on. Okay, Georgia, now it's your turn. Wait, it's not your turn yet. Georgia, now it's your turn. Georgia, cry. Okay, Jen, your turn. Good job. Good job. Yeah, good job. Okay, my turn. Hang on.
So what's the point of this?
Just to get her to chill out.
Yeah, so he was making a game out of it.
Yeah, so it makes
reverse psychology. Yeah. I like it.
It's like, yeah, okay, you get your turn. Let me go now. Pretty funny. Yes, Bobby Bones. I was thinking about you this morning, Amy, because Pat Green's put out a new song.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I know that you danced to Pat Green the first dance at your wedding.
Yep.
You danced to Crazy.
Yes, such a good song.
Here is Pat Green Crazy. This is Amy's first dance at her wedding.
Said that I must be crazy.
Why'd you guys pick the song?
I said crazy about you and I kissed you on the mouth. Well, we just both love Pat Green, so it made sense. Plus, I think a lot of people thought we were kind of crazy for getting married. So we were like, whatever, hop on board.
Crazy because you guys decided so quickly and then...
Yeah, to get married. Yes.
I remember I thought you might have been pregnant because it was so quick.
Yeah, but I wasn't.
How quick was it?
There's no way. We started dating in June and we got married in December. Dating in June, engaged in October, married in December.
It was like bam, bam, wow. Bam. Like 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
So Pat Green's put out a new song. It's a cover of a U2 song. And here's the U2 version of Trip Through Your Wires. And here is the Pat Green version. It's really good.
You set my desire. Cut through your wires.
Pretty good.
It's awesome.
Eddie's a big U2 fan.
Oh, I love U2.
I was thinking about you this morning.
Yeah.
Because I knew that was your first dance.
I know. When you said, I get the U2 cover is really cool and all, but I thought maybe you were like, Pat Green, get out new music. I'm like, finally. Or maybe he has. I just haven't been in the loop. But I mean, Pat Green. Man, that was my jam. You're making me want to bust out some old CDs and but I don't even know if my car has a CD player.
I was listening to Pat Green this morning because I went down the rabbit hole again.
Yeah.
What do you think Pat Green's most streamed song is?
Oh, golly. I'd have to look at names.
No, just guess. You'll know it as soon as I hit it.
Okay, hit it because now all I can think about is Crazy.
This is from my phone.
Oh, huh? Wave on Wave.
Wave on Wave. Yeah.
Such a jam.
Yes.
Turn it up.
It's on my phone. I'm playing it through the microphone.
I can't even tell. It's so good. Mile upon mile got no direction.
Oh, look at it. There she goes.
Mile upon mile got no direction.
I'm not going to play this to my phone the whole second.
Oh.
Anyway. Yeah, check it out. Pat Green's got a new song called Trip Through Your Wires, which is a U2 cover that I thought was pretty cool.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Morgan number two is the head of digital. She does all our social media and our website. And she just bought her first house, yeah?
Yeah.
How long you been in?
Since April, so a couple months.
Are you unpacked?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm totally moved in. Life's great.
What have you learned from being a homeowner?
It's a lot of work. My mower broke the other day, and I had to figure it out by myself. And I was sweating. I was outside for 3 hours. I was like, what do? I don't have any help. FaceTime my dad. He tried to help as best as he could, but... It's just so much work.
What happened with the mower?
I backed up too much grass in it, I guess. I needed to empty it some more. Learning curves.
But you got it.
I did.
Okay.
I figured it out.
So what happened at your house?
So while we were on vacation, I guess somebody had pulled into my driveway. My driveway is really skinny, and I have 4 little lights up so I can see the edges to make sure I don't hit it. And if you go over, you're going to go into the storm drain. You're going to have to get towed. And so somebody, I guess, drove in to turn around in my driveway, and they smashed the light. So I came back home, see a smash light, and the concrete is, all dented. There's things pulled out of it. And I go and look in my mailbox, and somebody left a note, and they're like, I had to get towed out of your driveway because I turned around.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, wow.
And they left a note. She's like, I'm happy to replace the light. I'm like, well, the light was $5, and that's, meant to help you not do that. And that concrete, though, now I have, holes in my new driveway concrete.
Oh.
So what do you want to do, call and charge her for that?
Kind of. I'm kind of like... This is a brand new driveway, and now it's all banged up, and it's been a few months, and I don't care about the light. I'll replace the light. It's $5, but you drove over my driveway, and it's technically private property, and there was a street literally one house down that she could have turned around in. I don't know why she chose my driveway.
And you have her number?
I do.
And are you going to call her?
I don't know. I need to figure out what to do.
All right,
hard.
We'll do this. We'll open the phones. 877-77-BOBBY. I don't even know if you can charge Maybe if she left a note, she's going to pay for it, like out of her goodness of her heart.
Yeah.
But I don't know that she has to.
I know. Well, and I would feel bad because she did and she had to get towed. And I'm like, do you want to do that?
It's not a you thing. That's her fault if she got towed.
I know.
Did you get a picture?
Yeah, I have a picture of the driveway, yeah.
I'm going to need to see this. I'm going to play a song. We'll come back. I'm going to need to see this. Do you know how much it's going to cost? Do you have an idea?
I don't. I haven't even looked into it because I just don't even know what to do.
Okay, let me see the picture. Bobby Bones. Yeah. All right, we got lots of folks on the phone. Going to go to Roy in Massachusetts and talk to him. Let's see. Because Morgan number two, we got a driveway. The person drove off of your driveway, broke the driveway, broke a light, and left a note.
Yes.
Okay. Hey, Roy, what do you think about this?
I don't think you should charge him because it's good karma on your end. I've gone to so many car accidents with my brand new car, and sometimes I just let it go if there's not too much damage, and you never know what will come back to you.
Here's the thing about karma, although good for you if you do, karma don't pay the bills. And it's not like you're rich, and it's just like the, you can pay for all the broken driveways, you know?
Yeah, well,
you're right.
And one of my construction worker friends says it could be a big issue later on. Like, it could crack the rest of the driveway potentially, and then I'd have flooding issues and all kinds of things.
Roy, in theory, I agree with you. However, knowing Morgan number two a bit, it's expensive.
It is.
And you don't have a lot of money just laying around.
No, I don't.
You just bought a new house with all your money. Roy, thank you for the call, bud. I appreciate that.
All right, thank you so much.
All right, I'm going to go over and talk to Tracy in Maine, who is on the phone right now. Hey, Tracy, good morning. Welcome to the Bobby Bone Show.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. What do you think about this?
So I think it's like an accident. Their insurance would probably pay for the damage.
Oh, their insurance would pay for the damage.
If they had.
I would think so.
Yeah.
They're like, I'll pay for that light.
Why don't
you?
Well,
the light too, probably, but I'm pretty sure the insurance would pay for that damage.
Why don't you call them today? Just call them and let us know tomorrow what happens.
See what they say.
That's what I would do.
Yeah. I mean, call them and say, hey, and maybe they volunteer to pay for it.
Mm-hmm. Maybe they didn't know that was them that cracked the driveway. All right. I'll call them.
Hey, thank you, Tracy. Have a good morning.
No problem. You too. Bye-bye.
Post a picture on Twitter, will you?
Yep, I will.
We'll put it on the Bobby Bone Show account. Follow at Bobby Bone Show. Lunchbox, what would you do?
Oh, I'll call and I'll be your lawyer if you need me to. Because
you'll be attorney
law. I will say, hey, I am representing Morgan number two, and we are going to have to file a lawsuit if you do not come forward and pay for this all up front. That person has to pay for the driveway. They did the damage. They did the crime. They got to do the time.
I don't think you can call and say you're a lawyer, though, if you're not. I don't think you can just lie and go, I'm her lawyer. And I don't think you need a lawyer at first. I think you just need to call and go, hey, you left a note. I appreciate that. It's very cool. The light broke, and there's also some damage to the driveway. Can I send you the invoice? You just talk super nice.
Okay. I'll try it.
That's what I would say.
I'm a little nervous.
Let us know tomorrow how it turns out.
Okay, I will. The
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So Harry Styles was in the running to possibly play Elvis Presley in that movie.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So he got knocked out. They ended up going with that other guy.
Vanessa Hudgens' boyfriend is all I know him for.
Okay, well, there you go. Point is, they didn't pick Harry Styles, but he just found out he landed the role to play Prince Eric in The New Little Mermaid.
So that's official? I saw they were talking to him. I didn't know that he was officially the person.
Yeah. It's official.
He looks like him?
I mean, yeah, I think it's going to be perfect. Like, I'm so excited for this remake or this live version. Like, it's going to be so good.
Did you guys watch the Beyonce video last night? They showed it on ABC for the first time. Sorry, The Lion King?
No.
A Beyonce song? Anybody?
Nope.
Yeah, no.
Morgan number two, you saw it?
Yeah.
Was it good?
It was good. I mean, I love everything Beyonce, so I think what she does is great. I really liked it. I thought she was going to say, I love everything Lion King.
Well,
but, I mean, both.
Most people do.
Beyonce, that makes sense, too.
I like Beyonce. I think she's great, but she's not Beyonce the princess to me.
Me neither.
Like, people are like, she farted. I breathed it in. It was the greatest thing I've ever experienced. I'm like, what are you talking? What?
Queen Bee.
Yeah. What else, Amy?
So, speaking of movies, just a heads up, because a lot of people love the Lifetime Christmas movies, especially the Hallmark Christmas movies, but Lifetime is really upping their game. They are putting out 28 Christmas movies this year, so you have that to look forward to. And Hallmark, they're going to put out 40. 26 on the Hallmark Channel and 14 on Hallmark Movies and Mysteries.
Yeah, people love those. You do. You love those.
I know. And now that you've said that, like, maybe you could be in one day,
I cannot wait. Like, I'm going to be more excited for you. Like, I'm campaigning. Bobby in a Hallmark Christmas movie.
But can I pull off the actual love interest?
Yes.
Just not the quirky guy who's the best friend of the love interest?
You're going to live in this little quaint small town, and this girl's going to come from the city because she needs to escape life there, or she has some weird assignment to do in the small town, and she's going to hate it because she's a city girl, and you're going to convince her to fall in love with your tree farm.
Oh, wow. Have a tree
your
farm?
Your Christmas tree farm.
Wow,
yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It's going to be so
what
great.
What if I have like a puppy rescue where I take bulldogs?
Or that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You put little bows on them for Christmas. It's going to be great.
All right. What else?
So this is just weird to me because I'm just like, what is wrong with people? And I just want to put this out there in case you happen to work for a school district and you're hearing this. An elementary school superintendent in California said that, you know, a janitor was allowed to wear a mask and carry a fake gun during an active shooter drill to make sure that it was realistic looking. So it's like,
here's the issue I have with making a shooter, even a fake shooter in a shooter drill. You don't really make a fake tornado in a tornado drill and have a tornado come rumbling through to make it look real.
Right. Excellent. Or a fire.
Yeah. You don't light it on fire. I understand the concept of it, but let's not act like all the other drills are real either. Like, we got to commit to it then and make every drill realistic if you're going to do this one, but you shouldn't do this.
So teachers and students were not told about the janitor's role. So obviously,
that's the crazy part.
Some people are not let in the loop. It makes it even worse. So just heads up. I think drills are good, but like, use common sense.
Okay.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Bobby Boneshell.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30 Second Skinny.
Congratulations to Jimmy Allen. He proposed to his girlfriend Alexis while on a trip to Disney World. He popped the question in front of the castle at Magic Kingdom, and all their families were there.
I tell you, I know Jimmy a little bit. That guy loves him some Disney World.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if he's got like 6 hours, he's going to fly two of them, go to Disney World, and then come back. But yeah, congratulations to Jimmy Allen. And that was... it's on Best Shot that we play a lot. All right, what else?
Luke Combs is the newest Grand Ole Opry member. He was inducted last night and said it was a really special evening and he can't wait to come back a million more times.
And that he will, because as a member of the Opry, you go back a million times. It's very exciting for someone like Luke, who loves traditional country music, to be a member of the Grand Ole Opry. So, yeah, congratulations to him. Speaking of the Grand Ole Opry, I do think Eddie and I are playing next Friday at the Grand Ole Opry.
That's right.
We're going back again. Yeah, the old Raging Idiots take the Opry.
Dude, it's going to be so much fun.
Yeah. What else, Morgan, number two?
Gary LaVox of Rascal Flatts compared stepping out on stage every night to skydiving. He said it's almost like standing on the side of a plane with the door open, getting ready to skydive for the first time. It's the adrenaline, the rush, like getting ready to play the Super Bowl every night.
A little dramatic, but I'm
but we've never played the Super Bowl.
I know. But good. Listen, I love those guys. And maybe to him it is like playing the Super Bowl every night. But there you go. Rascal Flatts. They're still at it, man, putting out the hits.
Yeah.
It's crazy. They were just so young when they started. Like, they're a legacy act that's still, like, killing it.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not that old, but they've just been around forever. It's like Tim McGraw. The guy's still putting out smashes.
Kenny Chesney.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there you go. Morgan number two, thank you.
Yep, I'm Morgan number two. That's the skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Three teens are getting a lot of praise because they were hanging out. It was the evening time. They had just finished swimming. They were on their way to Tim Hortons. This is in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, hey, I think this person's car is broken down. So they hop out of the car and they push it 4.3 miles down the highway at 4 in the morning.
Oh, wow.
Because they saw it on the side of the road, saw it smoking, they all hopped out. They didn't hesitate before pulling over to help the motorist, believing they could possibly fix the car. The car was, quote, too far gone. And she was like, hey, I don't have enough money to get it towed. So the three teens pushed the Chevy Cobalt up the hill for over 2 hours to get it back to her driveway.
That's crazy.
Another kind stranger saw this and followed the boys in his car with the flashers on to keep everybody safe.
Love it.
Here's the thing.
That's teamwork.
And it's Canada. They're the nicest people in Canada.
Oh, I've never been.
Yeah, but you know Canadians.
Yeah, Tenille, I know. They're
Lindsay,
all nice.
They're the nicest people. Yeah. Anyway, shout out to the nice humans in general. That's Tell Me Something Good. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. We're transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Over to Amy with the joke. Amy, here we go.
The morning corny.
What do you call a hen that can count her own eggs?
What do you call a hen that can count her own eggs?
A mathemachicken.
Well, you like that one, huh?
I was trying not to laugh before I said it.
All right. If you like it, you're going to sell out. We'll take
so
it.
So good.
Pretty good.
The morning corny.
Yes, Bobby Bones.
You know that app where you got on, you make your face old?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. A lot of people are doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Questions growing around the Russian company behind it.
Oh, great. What's happening?
It's a Russian app.
Yeah.
And so they have access to pretty much everything in your phone. When you put an app in your phone.
Lucky for me, my friend did it on her app.
And
what
they,
up?
They also have your face. And that's why I haven't done it. Not that our faces aren't out there anyway, but you don't think they're creating this stuff for new facial recognition data?
Is that why you haven't done it?
They're genius.
I also don't want to see me old. There's kind of a mortality thing there.
Oh, exactly. But it keeps your body the same, so it's actually kind of awesome. You're like, dang, well, good old.
There's a commercial that runs about 2 o'clock in the morning of this guy's like 70.
Mm-hmm.
His head's 70, but he's ripped. And he's like, if you take this, you'll look like me. And it looks like that. It looks like the old man app on the head.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just got a monster muscular body.
Yeah.
So, but that app is built by a Russian company, apparently.
Okay. Ooh, good to know. I'm already out there. I'm old on Instagram. We did my daughter, and she looks like people like literally thought maybe I met Stashira's, you know, birth mom or something. And I'm like more like birth grandma. She looks
so old.
Oh,
yeah.
And I did Stevenson too. I want to post him. He's hilarious.
She looked older than you.
Yeah, Amy's daughter did look older than her.
It's so crazy. That app is fascinating to me, but I guess we got to stop using it. Dang, Russia, they ruin everything.
They do.
Most everything.
They've ruined everything.
Although Rocky IV was pretty good.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah,
yeah.
And we won that one.
Right.
Yeah, we're still in the middle of this one. All right, these are super easy trivia questions.
Mm-hmm. Super easy.
Super easy. So don't miss.
Sometimes.
If you miss it, you're out. Our players here are Amy, Lunchbox, and Morgan number two. Eddie, do you play this game or no?
I do play this
game.
Okay,
you're in two. And then we'll put on Kathy in Massachusetts, who is on the phone, and we're going to put a caller on too. Hey, Kathy, you cannot win a prize because they don't let us, I don't know, a lot of legal rules here now, but I would love for you to play just to be the voice of the listener. Are you cool with that? There she is. There's Kathy in Massachusetts. All right. I'm being told the phone lines are messed up.
Okay.
Or we don't know how to run them. One of the two. We got a lot of new working parts here. So we won't put a listener on quite yet.
Sweet.
But we'll go here. Here we go. Question number one. Easy. How many years are in a century? There you go.
Is that for me?
It's for all of you guys.
Oh, okay, I'm in.
Oh, did we just go one at a time?
Yeah, one at a time.
Yeah, one at a time.
Okay. Amy, how many years are in a century?
100.
There you go.
Yes.
There you go. Can we get some game show music? Thank you. Let's go over to Lunchbox. Lunchbox, at what temperature Fahrenheit does water freeze?
39 at like on the news, so I'm gonna say 32 degrees.
32 degrees is correct.
Nice. No.
Boom.
Eddie.
Come on.
Easy trivia.
Come on.
Hamlet, Romeo and Juliet, and Macbeth were all written by who?
Oh, that's William Shakespeare.
Good.
Nice.
All right, Morgan number two. What country?
Why geography?
What's up here? What country is the Taj Mahal in? Let me get my ding ready, just in case.
Come on.
Okay, it's ready for you. What country is the Taj Mahal in, Morgan number two?
China?
China.
Where'd you go to college?
Lunchbox, do you know that answer?
India.
That's correct. Morgan number two, you've been eliminated.
Yeah, okay.
Amy.
Yes.
Who was the second man on the moon?
Well,
not the first.
Okay. Neil Armstrong, Buzz. I always say his last name wrong, but I'm sure. Buzz Aldrin.
What's his name?
Is it Allred or Aldridge? Buzz Allred. Buzz Aldrin.
You knew who it was.
Yes.
But it's Buzz Aldrin.
Oh, Aldrin. Well,
Aldridge.
Aldridge, Aldrin. Aldrin.
You've been eliminated.
Oh, come on.
Lunchbox, what's the capital of Italy?
There's only one city in Italy that I know. And I hope this city's in Italy.
Go ahead.
Rome?
Rome.
Yes!
Yeah, good job. Woo-hoo! Okay.
Eddie.
Yeah. Come on.
What's the tallest mammal in the world?
The tallest mammal? Oh. It's a giraffe.
The tallest mammal?
It's a mammal, right? Is a giraffe a mammal? Wait, that's not my guess.
That was
I'm talking it out like Amy.
Is that his guess?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's not a... Oh, baby!
I didn't even know that was a mammal.
That's not a reptile.
Morgan number two has been eliminated. Yeah. Amy's been eliminated. We're just going with these two guys?
Yeah.
What'd I miss?
Lunchbox, what's the largest organ the human body has? What's the largest organ?
Here we go.
Yeah, it's easy. Well, I mean, I do have a big heart, but I don't think the heart's the biggest. I would say...
What's the largest organ?
Oh, you know what is an organ? You tried to trick me. Mm-hmm. This. The skin. That's an organ.
I didn't try to trick you. I just asked a question.
You tried to trick me because I was thinking of like a beating organ. Yeah.
Skin is correct.
He tried to get me.
I can't believe you got that.
Eddie, which movie in Easy Trivia features the song Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead?
Mm-hmm.
Which
Wicked
movie?
Witch, the Wicked Witch.
Features the song Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead.
Wizard of Oz. Yeah!
Lunchbox, how many sides does a hexagon have? Talk it out here. What has two sides?
Huh?
Two sides.
What has three sides?
A triangle.
Okay. What has four sides?
Square.
Okay. Or a rectangle.
Oh, I didn't even think about a rectangle. Okay. Man, you got me.
Okay. What has five sides?
Pentagon.
Okay.
I've been in there one time.
What has six sides?
Stop sign.
It has eight.
Oh. What has six?
Yeah. How many sides does a hexagon have?
Oh, man. Maybe you got me on that. Maybe it's six. What? Pentagon. What would a six be?
Easy trivia.
Quintuplets is an eight. Sextuplets.
Now he's going like babies.
Yeah.
How many sides does a hexagon have? 5 seconds, Lunchbox.
Seven.
He says seven. Show me seven. It's six.
Summer.
I walked you right to the water. I can't make you drink.
I know, but I didn't. What is a seven? What is that? That's why I felt like they were the same thing.
Sexagon.
A what?
Sexagon, right?
My favorite shape, if that's true.
Man, I should have known that because sextuplets.
Eddie, you ready? Yep.
Come on.
What country's flag is rectangular with a rectangular white banner with only a red circle in the center? For the win. What country's flag? A rectangular white banner with a red circle in the center.
Mm-hmm. Takes me back. That's Japan. That's Japan.
It takes you back to what?
World War II?
Okay. No, it doesn't. Okay.
Eddie!
Come on, baby! Come on, Amy.
Is the camera on you right now dancing?
No, it's on all of us. Come on.
By the way, a heptagon has seven sides.
Man, that's close to a hexagon. I mean, that's just one letter off.
No.
But now we'll always remember because six has an X.
Two letters off.
Oh.
What's up?
Well, six has an X, so just remember it that way. Hexagon.
There's your mom brain working for you. I like that.
Thank you.
Yeah. Eddie, congratulations on your win. Easy trivia.
Thanks, Bones.
I'm so excited. On Friday night, we start our tour. Eddie and I go to Denver.
Yeah.
And then we have like a bunch of dates till the end of the year. A little nervous. I was at home last night, and because I do about 15 minutes of stand-up in the show and have a bunch of new jokes, and I don't know if any of them are going to work. So I was at home last night doing them to nobody.
Oh, I'm sure they'll be fine.
I'm like, what's the deal with Colorado? No, it's not.
You did not do that.
No, it's that's Seinfeld.
Okay.
So that's what I was doing last night. I did that, and I got to tell you about my dog walker who came at 1 in the morning this morning.
Oh, okay, yeah, I'm with that update.
Yeah, pretty adventurous night last night. By the way, Denver, Chicago, San Antonio, Austin, Amarillo, El Paso, we're coming. And this is a song we just wrote. I'm going to play it for you now. It's the new version of Old Town Road, except it's us. It's called Old Folks Home. It's about that tough time with Meemaw. And here is this new one from the Raging Idiots. Are you ready?
Ready.
Here we go. And play.
Shout out to Meemaw.
Yeah, I'm gonna take Meemaw to the old folks' home. She's gonna sew till she can't no more. I'm gonna take Meemaw to the old folks' home. She's gonna sew till she can't no more.
She's wearing dentures in her mouth. She grew up in the South. She's walking with a cane. She broke her hip, but she's okay. Yeah, at 2 o'clock she'll meet us, but she's got diabetes. Bingo in the evening. Her nurse's name is Steven.
Can't nobody tell her nothing,
cause she can't hear nothing.
Can't nobody tell her nothing,
cause she can't hear nothing.
Yeah, I'm gonna take Meemaw to the old folks' home. She gonna sew till she can't no more. I'm gonna take Meemaw to the old folks' home. She gonna sew till she can't no more.
Hey, where are you guys going? Why are you leaving me here?
There you go. That's the new one from us, the Raging Idiots. By the way, let me say this. Happy birthday to our buddy Luke Bryan. He turns 43 today.
Oh, wow. Yeah, happy birthday.
So I got five fun facts about Luke Bryan. At number one, he could sing before he could talk.
Interesting.
Apparently, Luke Bryan was a sickly baby.
Luke Bryan was a sickly baby.
Back in 19.
He was born a sickly baby.
And his mom often hummed Rock of Ages to him to calm him down. As a result, little Luke could hum the hymn before he could talk. So technically hum before he could talk instead of sing before he could talk, but still impressive. Luke later joined High School Musicals and started his own band. By the time he was 19, he had planned to move to Nashville to follow his dreams. There you go. That's one. Fun fact two about Luke Bryan. He was in a band in college, and they put out an album that apparently he hates.
Oh.
He was in a band called Naomi Road. Naomi Road. I'd never heard of this before. Luke said it was terrible. The band was terrible. He said most people pronounced it Naomi, which...
you just did.
Which I did.
Yeah.
Like Naomi Judd.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm not even quite sure how it is pronounced. But they made one album. Luke said it was horrible. He wrote and co-wrote all but two songs in the album. None of it exists on the internet, but they self-released 5,000 CDs in 1998. Someone sold a copy of it on eBay in 2015 that sold for $32 that had never been opened. Naomi Road's unusual name was a tip of the hat to Luke Bryan's hometown of Leesburg, as it is, I don't know. That's, but he was in a band.
I kind of want to hear some stuff from Naomi.
Well, here you go. Here's their latest hit. They're going to get back together like Hootie did. Number three, his first number one was as a songwriter, not an artist.
What, Good Directions?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Can you play me a clip of Good Directions? Luke Bryan wrote this song right here.
I told her way up yonder past the caution light, there's a little country store with an old Coke sign. You gotta stop in and ask Miss Beth for some of her sweet tea.
But he wrote it for Billy Currington.
Right.
Did he ever release this?
Is this the demo? I thought this was a... Well, anyway, he wrote it for Billy Currington.
Right, and it became a number one. Well, I mean, yeah. So then at that point, he was pursuing a career as a musician or just a
songwriter?
You should
listen to the Carrie Edwards Bobby Cast where his manager came on and talked about all of this.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, search Bobby Cast. Carrie Edwards did a podcast. It was fantastic where her and Luke were working together just as a songwriter.
Mm-hmm.
And they got a deal.
Nice.
It's up there. Check that out. He is the highest paid country star in 2019. 2019 still going, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're in it.
But I guess so far he's killing it.
I don't know. It said he made $42.5 million. So he was at number 78 on the Forbes Richest Celebrity list. And his best collaborations, he has songs with Karen Fairchild, Florida Georgia Line, Darius Rucker, and more. So there you have it, Luke Bryan's birthday. Here's a collaboration that I'm proud of. It's me and Luke Bryan singing Islands in the Stream. Here we go, a little clip of that.
Mm-hmm.
Baby, when I met you, there was peace unknown. I said I'd take where'd I find to comb? I was lost inside. There was something going on.
I'm doing the high harmonies there in case you guys are listening to this in your car. Like, who's that? That high? That's me.
You do something to me that I can't explain. Hold me closer, darling, and I feel no pain. Every beat of my heart, we got
got something going on.
All right, that's false. Awesome. Thank you. happy birthday, Luke Bryan, who turns 43 years old today. This guy waited in line for over 30 hours to be the first in line for Garth Brooks' dive bar show in Chicago.
Oh, wow.
It's his 15th time seeing Garth, and he chilled for over a full day just waiting in line. He was in the front row middle. Let me say this, by the way. If this guy loves Garth, good. And you have the time, go do it.
Yeah.
Whatever makes you feel good. That being said, one of the most overrated things in the world is the front row. And later on in my life, as I've had a little bit of success, people are like, oh, come to a show. We'll give you front row tickets. You don't hear things as well in the front row. You're a bit closer to, like, the shoes. Your neck hurts. It's almost like being close in a movie.
I kind of disagree with you.
I don't like being in the front row.
Oh, yeah. But at front row at a dive bar, he might get to high five Garth.
Garth probably, like, spits on him.
Yeah, or sweats on him.
Because I got friends. You disagree, Eddie?
I do.
Have you been on the front row a lot?
I do. I've seen Pearl Jam in the front row because I was a fan club member, so you get, like, exclusive front row tickets. So, I mean, it's like he's singing to you. Like, he looks at you all the time. They give you stuff all the time. I used to come from concerts with, like, set lists and picks, and I threw a Hawaiian lei at him one time. He wore it for two songs, gave it back to me.
Is this your only experience in the front row?
Yes. Oh.
And it was amazing.
Okay, well, you're one for one.
Yeah.
I've been to a bunch of front row stuff. And I know. Look at you. I would prefer not to be in the front row. Like, five rows back in the middle.
Yeah, it's a little more comfortable.
You can just hear better. Now, granted, you may not get Eddie Vedder singing to you.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. He wore your lei, though, dude.
He wore my lei for two songs, then gave it right back to me.
Well, you're a super fan if you're throwing things at the artist.
Oh, I was. I took Lay's in particular because he's a Hawaii fan. He's always in Hawaii. I was like, he's going to like Hawaiian Lay's.
Well, the guy loves Pearl Jam.
Yeah, yeah.
You flew to Hawaii just to watch a show.
I did.
How long ago was this?
Oh, it was probably 10 years ago.
Didn't you also, didn't you see U2 in Hawaii?
Yeah, it was
altogether.
Pearl Jam opening up for U2.
Oh, okay. I was like, how many trips do you take?
Yeah. Hate Amy.
No, I'm not hating, I'm jealous. Same concert though, it's making sense now.
The guy waited in line for 30 hours. He was first in. Speaking of Garth, Trisha is on Amy's podcast, Four Things with Amy Brown, which comes out tomorrow.
Yes.
And Amy said that Trisha was going to come for like 30 minutes.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think we blocked off at least. We were like, we'll knock it out in less than an hour. Like, don't worry about that. It'll be fine. And then the clock was ticking, and I looked at the clock when we got done, and we had been together in your office for like an hour and 45 minutes.
Yeah, she's pretty great, huh?
So pretty amazing. Yeah, it's going to be good. She's going to do all four things.
Amy texted me last night. She was like, Trisha's so great. I was like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That whole family is. Like, they just come in. Mm-hmm. Speaking of that, tomorrow morning, Garth's daughter is going to come play. Allie Colleen's her name.
Love it.
But she's now pursuing a music career. And I was told she was good before I even knew it was Garth Brooks' daughter. And then I was like, okay, let me listen. And then I saw Garth post on Instagram. I was like, hey, she got a song out. So she's going to come in tomorrow and perform, which would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Tell me something good.
So this guy, Michael, was driving along with his four-month-old yellow lab. It was a cross-country trip, and he was in a car accident, fell asleep at the wheel, which is crazy, veered off the road, flipped his car. His puppy ended up disappearing after the wreck, so he lost hope in finding her. But after weeks of searching, she was spotted in the desert with her leash tangled in a bush, and somebody rescued her, and the two have been reunited.
How did she stay alive? I guess they don't know, but you got to drink water, huh?
Mm-hmm. Nobody knows how long she had been tangled, so hopefully she had been free enough to where she got something to eat or water, but yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, that's crazy. It'd be pretty helpless feeling, too, if you're in a wreck and you're like, oh, like my ribs, my leg, I can't move, and you watch your dog run off and you can't chase it.
Right.
Come back. Oh,
I know. And it's a puppy, so it's not like it's totally trained or with you. But I guess he had chipped it, I assume, because whoever found it, or maybe they knew he was looking if he put up signs. I'm not sure, but.
By the way, someone put up an Instagram page about my dog.
Uh-huh.
I don't even want to say the name of it. That's not me.
Oh.
Don't follow it.
Oh, a dog account?
Yeah, it's probably the Russians.
Oh.
They're doing FaceApp. I've got to report them today. And it has thousands of followers because I think they go on my page and go, hey, follow me.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't do that. Are you following it?
No.
Oh.
I was going to probably.
No,
but...
don't do it. I'm keeping him on my page.
Yeah.
He's not getting his own account.
It was Stanley.
He's not old enough to have his own Instagram yet.
Bulldog.
It's like your kids. They don't get an Instagram yet. Neither does Stanley, my dog.
No, but I have their Instagram pages reserved.
Well, not his.
Okay.
He can't log in. All right.
Great.
It's, by the way, that's not me. That's somebody else. That's Tell Me Something Good. Thank you.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Here are your big three songs in country music, which, by the way, there's some good ones right now. Here you go. Here's your number three song. Hit it.
Long neck eyes come big, never broke my heart. Like diamond rings and football.
That's Luke Combs, Beer Never Broke My Heart, which, by the way, Luke was putting the Grand Ole Opry last night, so congratulations to him.
Yeah.
Number three song. That song is so good. That chorus, the hook, as they call it, that long, that's such a good sing-along chorus.
Yeah.
And I've heard him play it live a couple times, and people just scream that, man. That's like an anthem. Number two, Eric Church, Some of It. Here you go.
Some of it, you learn the hard way. Some of it, you read on a page. Some of it comes from heartbreak. Most of it.
And number one, for a second week in a row, Blake Shelton, God's Country.
God's Country.
Jam P right here.
Jam.
I saw that sunrise sitting back in a 40 on the muddy.
I love that devil line.
The devil went down to Georgia, but he didn't stay long.
That's it.
Yeah.
Dogs running.
That's good, man.
Saved by the sound of a been found Dixie whistle.
There you go. The number one pop song right now. Can we just talk? Can we just talk?
Khalid?
Khalid.
Khalid?
Yeah.
Can we just talk? Can we just talk? Talk about how we're coming. The Bobby Bones Show.
Lunchbox's baby is 1 year old today.
Today. Happy birthday.
He listening?
He might be listening. He should be. Nah, he's probably not on his way to daycare yet. He's got another 20 minutes before he's got to be there.
So what do you do on your baby's birthday at 1 year old?
Well, I mean, I'm going to take a nap for sure because I want to be present for his birthday. And then, I mean, celebrate by, you know, putting a little hat on him, say happy birthday, and then we eat dinner. I mean, there's nothing really you do for a one-year-old, in my opinion. I was planning on going and playing my co-ed soccer game tonight because a one-year-old doesn't really know his birthday. And we'll get a candle. We have a big candle that has 1 through 18. You burn a year every time they have a birthday, so you'll burn the candle. And I figure that's the birthday. I don't see anything wrong with going to the soccer game after that.
Does your wife feel different?
My wife feels different. She thinks I should be there to put him to bed on his birthday and read to him because my game's at 8:15. He goes to bed at 8:30. So we're talking a matter of 20 minutes, people. 20 minutes. And she is making a big deal about me going to the soccer game.
Where do you think this ends up?
I don't know. I mean, hopefully, I'm hoping I can tire him out during. I can pick him up early from daycare and then just don't let him take a nap. So he'll want to go to bed early. And then, hey, he's tired. Got to put him to bed. Oh, he's already in bed. I guess I can go to my soccer game.
Don't you have to let your team know, though, before that?
Yeah, that's the problem. I got to let my team know. And I have the jerseys.
You can just get him the jerseys, right? You're the manager, too, right?
Captain.
I'm not the manager.
Well, if you have the jerseys.
I'm the captain.
Do you wash them?
Yeah.
It's the manager that
does
that.
Do you really wash them?
Yeah, I put them in the washing machine every night, every Wednesday night when I get home from the game.
Okay, I'm just saying. If I was
won't tonight because my washing machine's broken, but
okay.
I usually do. Every week I put them in there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what do we think here? We'll go around the room. Should Lunchbox skip his co-ed soccer game for his baby's one-year anniversary? Amy?
Well, birthday, yes, you should. You should skip it. Be with your wife. Celebrate the day that she gave birth and y'all brought a child into this world. Like, look at it. It's not only a celebration for the baby, because I get it. He's one. He doesn't really understand his sleep. But that's a little... Your wife, it means a lot to her. You need to stay and be with her.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
That don't make it about the baby. Make it about the wife.
Yes.
If she wants you to.
We did Mother's Day.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Eddie, you have four kids, two of your own, two foster kids. Where do you fall on this?
I mean, I'm kind of with Lunch on, like, it's just 20 minutes. Like, really, if you could tire the baby out and he falls asleep, oh, what a great birthday, huh? Oh, all right, guess it's time for my soccer game. And then split, quick.
So you're on Team Lunchbox.
I mean, I don't want to associate myself with Lunch, but no. But, yeah, I kind of agree with him.
Well, the issue that I would have with that is the logic of he can't commit 20 minutes before a game to go to a game. He's got a whole team in Jersey. He's the manager of the team.
That's an important
captain.
Role.
Captain.
Captain.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I got to be there for the coin flip.
Right. So he can't wait that late and decide if the baby falls asleep early. You can't make that call that late.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on Amy's side. I think that it is about your wife. It's one day a year. You guys should celebrate that together. It's not about the baby. He's not going to know the difference. Just commit. It'd probably make her feel good if you go, you know what? I'm not going to go to the soccer game tonight.
Yeah.
This is important to you, so it's important to me.
That's the right call.
Or we could
keep the baby up late and take him to my soccer game and celebrate as a family.
Don't hate that idea.
Would she want to do that?
She's okay with that.
I mean, she doesn't really like keeping the baby up past his bedtime.
Well, she probably doesn't like the baby skipping the nap either.
Well, right. Well, she didn't know about that part.
Oh.
Oh, you haven't run that by her
yet? No, I haven't run that by her. But yeah, I mean, it's crazy that he's a year old. Like, I just can't believe that it's been 1 year of me being a dad. Like, I've been a dad for 1 year. It's been nuts.
Has it flown by?
Flown by.
But has it also gone super slow?
Nope.
Oh, really?
It has absolutely flown by because it went from the day he was born and him being rushed to the NICU, not being able to hold him, and me being scared to hold him when I finally did get to hold him like a week later, to him coming home, and then now I go pick him up at daycare, and when I walk in the room, he sees me, and whatever he's doing, he stops it, throws the toys down, and just crawls to you. And it's just like, man, how crazy that it's been a year, and he gone from eating breast milk to eating food. Like, if you're eating a sandwich, you give him a piece of the sandwich and he eats it.
Oh, wow.
That is so baffling.
Give him a drink of beer yet?
No, not beer. He still doesn't really get the sippy cup thing. He really doesn't understand how to use the sippy cup. He just takes it and throws it on the ground.
Is he smarter than the other babies in daycare?
Oh, he's the smartest one. He is so smart. So advanced.
Oh, yeah?
Like, yeah. And he really likes himself in the mirror, too. He's kind of vain. He looks at himself in the mirror a lot.
Tip off the old block?
Yeah. Like his daddy.
It's pretty. I mean, it's crazy. It is. And like you say, has it been slow? There has been nothing slow about it. It has been super fast, super, like, your life is on hyperspeed now.
The Old Dominion song says, the days are slow, but the years fly by.
What song is that?
One of the Old Dominion songs. I don't know. I love them all. I was trying to think in my head which one it is.
Stars in the City?
Maybe it's their last one.
One Man Band? No.
No, the one before that.
Hotel Key?
No,
I don't think it's Hotel Key.
No, I don't think so. Here we go. Mike D, what do you think it is? You can yell it out. It's not on my screen.
Make it sweet.
Life is short.
Make it sweet. There you go.
That makes sense.
I know the lyric. Okay, let's. Well, congratulations. That's cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's awesome, man.
Okay, so you're staying home.
I'm just glad. I told my wife, I was worried I was going to cry today if we talked about his birthday, but I'm good, see?
What are you going to do as of right now?
Oh, I'm going to the game.
Oh, my gosh. Did you hear nothing that we said?
No, I did. I heard what Eddie said, and he high-fived me.
If
the baby goes to bed early.
But you just can't wait that long.
Yeah, I know.
Make the decision.
It's risky.
All right.
I missed last week.
Excuse me?
I missed my game last week.
Why?
Because we went out of town. Yeah,
but that has nothing to do with the baby's birthday. They just fall.
I'm just saying.
I have a new puppy. He's 10 weeks old, and his bladder isn't large enough to hold it all through the night. So I've been waking up every 4 hours, taking him to the bathroom, and then I come in here, and it's not that I'm grumpy, but I'm just tired. And by the end of the show, I'm grumpy.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, I got to do something. And so I get on my Instagram. I go, hey, are there any dog walkers that will come at 1 in the morning? And there is. And last night, the dog walker came at 1 in the morning to my house. Now I had to give her a key. It is a her.
Okay.
Is that normal? Do you normally give dog walkers a key?
Yeah, they have to have a way to get in your house.
Gone.
Yes.
Yeah, like work. Okay, so I know she's coming at 1. So last night I was kind of awake. And that's not the plan to be awake every night.
No, you should sleep through it. That's the point.
Yes. But last night it was like 12:58 and my ninja senses were like, she's about to be here. It's about 1 o'clock. So I stayed in my room. I stayed in my bed. And my dog is not. He's in his kennel and it's not in my bedroom. And I heard, she couldn't quite get the door. Mm. But then she got in. She walks in, and I hear the dog go outside. Like 20 minutes, come back in, kennel, she left. And that was it. I didn't get stabbed. So far, nothing's been stolen that I've noticed. And I think it's going to work for a bit. So I got about 2 months of doing this until I can leave him longer. But the 1 a.m. dog walker thing is a bit scary.
Yeah.
Just to hear somebody while you're sleeping coming in your door.
I know. I feel like the whole point is so that you get rest, but I feel like you're going to wake up anyways. But at least you don't have to get up and do anything. You can still just lay there.
Yeah.
And maybe occasionally she'll come tuck you in.
Did you get a pic of her?
Raymundo, isn't
yeah,
that...
have you met her?
Isn't like, that your... Yeah, I know. Yeah, I met her.
Oh, okay.
She came. She had to come over and get the key.
Oh, yeah, but I didn't know if it was all online.
No,
she... And, like, you, like, leave her a key somewhere.
She came over.
Okay.
Raymundo, what was your business?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Turned down for what? So we would come over. That's 1 a.m. is a difficult time, but, yeah, we would probably do something like that. That's within our means. We could do that.
Mm-hmm. He comes and fixes your house up late at night.
Gets it ready for bedtime.
Let's go over to Jenny in Virginia, who's on calling the show. Hey, Jenny, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Really good. Thanks for calling. What do you want to say?
Yeah, so I was wondering. I was thinking about this as soon as I saw Facebook Live and then now YouTube today. With you guys being on camera, is anyone taking a little extra time to get ready in the morning? Or are you thinking more about what you're wearing or any of that kind of stuff?
I'll answer first. I haven't yet. Listen, I wear the same thing to work pretty much every day anyway, like a hoodie or a sweatshirt. I did shave this morning. I have a good electric razor. So I didn't do the full thing with the blade. But if you get a good electric razor, mm-hmm. it's a pretty good investment for a dude.
Yeah.
So I would say for the most part, no, because we're still kind of figuring out the studio. But Amy, are you putting makeup on or anything?
I look the same. I probably should pay more attention. I'm sure as it goes on, we'll figure it out. But right now, I forget we're on camera, and I'm like, not by making weird faces and looking mad when I'm not mad. That's just my resting face.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. You don't have a RBF though.
I don't know.
You have like a RCF.
What does that mean?
Resting confused face. Like you're always like, what's happening?
Okay, there you go. I'll take that. It's just not like a pretty, you know, some people have that just nice resting face all the time. Like, I don't have that. Confused, I'll take.
Jenny, have you been watching the show?
Yeah, I'm having a good time with it. I'm a teacher on summer break, so I have a little bit of free time.
What'd you think about it? What do you think about seeing us do the show now?
I think it's really neat, and being on hold, I was actually able to hear some of your conversations with Raymundo and editing things, and it's a lot more work than
is that right?
That sounds like. I'm not sure.
How
that
is
should
she
happen.
Hearing our offer?
Whoopsie.
That's funny.
Oh
yeah, Raymundo and I are talking about editing clips. And,
yeah.
Well, listen, you got the full experience. Then look at you.
Well, you had Amy repeat a bumper for the good news.
Tease.
Too. Oh yeah. Heard all that.
Dang. Yeah. Ooh.
We should auction that off for charity. That's like
that's gold.
Yeah, that's in the middle of it all. That's the meat and potatoes. Well, listen, Jenny, thank you for calling, and thanks for listening in Virginia. And hopefully people will hear this, and they'll be encouraged to go check out the live stream.
Yeah, I really enjoy it. Everybody should check it out.
All right, thanks, Jenny. Bye-bye.
One thing the live
stream
has, like, made me do is I notice my posture's horrible. Oh. So I'm really going to start. Like, I was, like, day one, I was like, do I sit like that? Am I slouchy?
You do, yeah.
Right, so now I'm like, I maybe need to get a little bumper back here for my back to
brace.
Help. Yeah, like to make sure that I'm sitting up straight all the time because, like, that's bad.
Taylor in Colorado, you're on the Bobby Bones Show. Taylor, how are you?
Hi, Bobby. How are you?
Real good. What would you like to say?
I just want to say that my husband and I are coming to see you in Denver, and we are so excited. I followed you from Arizona to North Carolina to now Colorado. And we always find, you know, the iHeartRadio station so we can listen to you. And then as soon as your show tickets dropped, we bought them. So we are just so excited to see you tomorrow.
Check. Bobby Bones Show.
This guy set a new Guinness World Record by sitting on a toilet for 116 straight hours. Man, I sit on for like 15 minutes and mm-hmm. my leg is numb. I get restless leg from one sitting. Jimmy Dufresne sat on a toilet. By the way, it was not hooked up to any plumbing. He did it inside of a bar so people could watch him to break the world record. He had set a goal of 165 hours, but was forced to stop after 116 when lack of sleep started to affect him. It's a weird record to chase, though.
Yeah.
He said, why not? There's nothing that I like more than people making fun of me because I can do the same with them. Again, kind of an odd reason to chase a record for 160 hours. How many days is that? 116 hours.
Five?
I mean, if you nailed it, that's pretty good. I'm looking at a picture of him here.
I don't know.
He's just chilling. 116 hours. He was allowed 5-minute breaks every hour to use the real toilet. And that's 4.8 days
he sat
on the toilet with no sleep. Just going 4 days with no sleep is crazy.
It's impressive.
I got that with no calculator.
Yeah, you just guess straight
no
up.
No sleep, no calculator.
Like you right now.
Yeah.
That's it. Let's see what's going on today. Amy?
Well, we got basketball camp with Stevenson, so just that, and then hanging hanging out with the kids.
Drums, basketball.
Yeah, drums have been going on for a couple months now. Basketball camp's new this week. So.
Oh, it's new.
Yeah, last summer he did one little basketball thing. They both did, but this one's just Stevenson. A lot of times Stashir and Stevenson do things together because they're at the same level, like performance-wise, not age. But he gets to do a camp all by himself, so he thinks it's cool. What about you?
I got a big meeting after the show with, I had to fix little things in our studio.
Yeah?
So that's probably like an hour and a half meeting. I'm going on the Doug Gottlieb show today, which is a sports show. Do about a 15-minute interview there.
Oh, wow.
I know. I'm going to work out. I got a spray tan scheduled here.
Nice.
Got a whole.
Oh, something coming up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can't really mention it yet.
I know when a spray tan's coming.
Yeah,
but.
Then that means I have work to do. Tomorrow, Allie Colleen will be in. Be sure to listen. She's actually Garth Brooks' daughter, too. She's going to play.
Awesome.
I think she graduated college and is now going to start a career. I think that was the deal. I think. And so now she's going to come in to play tomorrow. So that'll be, in the early part of the show tomorrow morning. Thank you, guys. We'll see you on Thursday's show. Have a great day. Thanks for listening. Bye, everybody. Hey, Bobby Bones.